Our feeder cattle market continues to dominate the cattle sector, and hogs seeing some support slipping. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Throughout the beginning of this week, we saw the cattle market start to regain a bit of strength on the board. And Mike Miner with Professional Ag Marketing says the one thing that he's watching when it comes to the cattle sector is...
Well, the feeder cattle here continue to be the star of the show. We continue to move higher up to some key resistance areas. We'll see if we can break through some of these old high levels or not, but that's kind of where we're sitting on the feeder cattle here. I think we're going to want to watch that one close.
And as for our live cattle market, they continue to pay attention to Brazil and the negotiations going on there.
Yesterday, we did have some news. Live cattle was supported by concerns that Brazilian beef imports into the U.S. are going to stay low here, despite President Trump's, what he described was a friendly phone call with the Brazilian president there. So that did not yield in any specifics on reducing tariffs, and that's helped out a little bit for the bull camp here. So they retain the edge. We're getting up to some resistance areas. We'll see if those lines hold or not. But however, this live cattle market continues to show some support after finding what seems to be a low in the cutout here recently.
And our hog futures have been unable to find some solid support. And especially our cash market hasn't really been supported either, with pork cutouts and the Daily Direct afternoon hog report being down.
Yeah, cutout continues to fall here. A little bit of a seasonal there, but the December futures, 85, 87 and a half now, getting near some really strong support levels that they wanted to see hold here, specifically back around that low we had on the 2nd of October here. So, you know, we did give back some of Monday's gains there, had some disappointing trade yesterday and this morning. We'll see what this continues to do here going forward at some support levels, but that's kind of what we're looking at on the hog. So just some seasonal stuff going on in the hog market.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.